Years ago, when I lived in San Francisco, my husband and I would sometimes drive over the river and through the woods in search of a fresh-cut Christmas tree to put up in our apartment. It was always a fun day, filled with a drive through the foothills and north into the wooded areas populated by farm experience places for big city folks to spend a weekend either picking fruit in summer or cutting a tree in winter, with a stop at a local winery thrown into the mix. When we permanently relocated on the flatlands of Kansas, we figured that experience would be pretty much eliminated. But thanks to the first founded and thus oldest Christmas tree farm in the state, we can once again make the drive and choose a tree at Delp Tree Farm, located in St. John, just to the west of the center of the state. Family-owned and operated for four generations, the first trees were planted in 1959 by Cecil and Ruby Delp. They had observed the healthy growth of pine trees in area shelter belts that had been started in the late 30s and early 40s to help curb wind erosion. During the first 2 years, 35,000 trees were planted and then tended by family members. A surge in the number of tree farms in the 1970s and 80s resulted in a high total of 150 members in the Kansas Christmas Tree Growers Association. But the time required to produce a payoff in the business has eventually decreased the current number of successful operations to 34, most of which are located in the eastern half of the state. It takes between 6 and 10 years to produce a Christmas tree from planting to harvest. That time is continually labor-intensive, beginning in January when the Delps remove stumps of harvested trees and prepare the soil for a new crop of firs and pines. March and April are planting months, which also sees the beginning of irrigation of the new and existing trees through pivot and drip systems. Selecting the trees to be sold during the coming holiday season and then trimming and shaping them are tasks of summer and early fall. As the holidays near, wreaths, garlands, and bows are made. Firewood is stockpiled for the large fireplace available to customers, and preparations are made for the busiest time of the year. The day after Thanksgiving marks the opening of the season, and during the next month, around 900 people come to choose and cut their holiday tree. Many customers from near and far make it an annual affair, including a family that comes all the way from Amarillo. Cost of your choice of tree is determined by height and variety. Delps offers the always popular Douglas fir and white pine, and also has Canaan, Korean, and Turkish firs that grow well in Kansas and have softer, more pliant needles. They also can provide flock trees in a variety of color choices. Flocking involves spraying the chosen tree to give it the look of fresh snowfall. As your tree is prepared for travel, a day at Delps usually includes a warm-up by the fireplace with a mug of hot chocolate or apple cider. Then it's back on the road to home with the holiday tree riding high, often accompanied by carols as the Christmas season officially arrives. Some information used in writing this story appeared in Kansas Farm Bureau magazine and the Garden City Telegram.